Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, so you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Going the distance despite the odds got an added dimension recently when a group of four blinded veterans competed in the California International Marathon. The team finished the relay in under 4 hours, beating the average marathon time. It was all made possible by Richard Hunter of the Blinded Veterans Association through its Operation Peer Support Committee and the United States Association of Blind Athletes. For more about the Operation Peer Support Initiative and the BVA organization as a whole, call 800-669-7079 or visit bva.org.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance for those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to keystoneblind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
If you want to make a bigger impact in the field of blindness and low vision, then you need to be a part of Vision Serve Alliance. Our network of leaders from around the field collaborate year-round through events, committees, task forces, and more to improve their sector of the field and advocate for their communities at the local, state, and national level. Our leaders are dedicated to the shared mission of creating a better world with and for those with visual impairments. If you want to be a part of something bigger and increase your impact, join Vision Serve Alliance. Visit our website to learn more at visionservealliance.org/join-vision-serve.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Tower Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
We're running up.
Welcome. Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back. Folks, I hope you liked what I said to you the first hour. Hope you're not sleeping on me. But I thought it needed to be told because I've been asked many times where I came from, what happened. So now you know. If you didn't know it before, now you know it again. If you have any questions, well, you can call in at 407-894-1680. But folks, in life, whether you're blind, whether you're sighted, the big difference is not your eyes. Trust me, it's not. The word that Gary saw last week was the word hope. If you're hope, you're hoping, you're focused, positive, you win. Sheila, Gary, those are people that have been with this radio show since we started, and they travel, they fly, and they're both totally blind. So the point is, let's just say this way, if they can do it, you can do it. I'm not talking about people that are in a wheelchair. I'm not addressing people in a wheelchair. But those folks are not in a wheelchair. And thank God you got two legs and you can walk. You got two arms that you can use.
Speaking of Sheila. Yep. And Michael, I hate to tell you, but I know a lot of people that travel in wheelchairs on planes. So
yes, but I'm not
wheelchairs don't stop people from traveling.
No. That's correct. But I'm just saying there's a lot of people that have no problem other than their eyes. And they keep on saying, I hear this all the time. Oh, I'm blind. I can't do this. I'm blind. They can't do. What can't you do? I understand you can't drive a car. That I understand. But you can get on a plane. You can go from point A to point B. You can do that. Oh, I can't do it. I'm blind. And that's, you hear all these excuses. And as far as I'm concerned, it's an excuse. Nothing else but laziness.
I think what they need to do is come to a national convention for one of the major organizations and be around a bunch of other blind and low vision people. And then they would see how independent and productive that group of individuals is.
Well, that's another point. Most people don't belong anywhere. Most people listening to this radio show are disenfranchised because people listen to this radio show. More people listen to this radio show. They don't belong to NFB. They don't belong to ACB. They belong nowhere. So they like, thank God they listen to this radio show. And I love them listening to this radio show. I hope they listen to you. I don't talk to nobody. I'm hoping to talk to you, all those people out there, my friends, my people listening to this radio show. I appreciate you listening to this radio show. But let me just say this. Sometimes I can give you a spanking on the tussie because you don't get off your rear end. You don't do anything, and you should. So when you can call in, why don't you call in now? Why don't you call in now and give me hell? Call up and give me hell, okay? Call up, and now's the time to say, Michael, you're full of BS. Okay,
right,
say that, no problem.
Let's do trivia.
Okay, let's go to trivia.
Let's have some fun.
Trivia time. It's your song. Let's go to yours, Sheila.
All right. I love to try to pick songs that are kind of, you know, time sensitive. So I chose this song, number one, because I love it. Number two, because it's got summer in the name. Chris, can we play my trivia song, please? I would like to know.
407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song?
And then we got a caller on the phone line, too, when we come back.
Okay, thank you.
See the curtains hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night. Little light is shining through the window. Let me know everything's all right. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
Okay. So who's singing this song? 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song? 407.
And you know what's so sad, Lynn? When I picked this song, it is 49 years old.
Wow. And Michael
and,
just,
yeah. I feel like it was yesterday.
I know. I said, oh, I love this song. Michael goes, what do you mean you love this song? I didn't know you loved this song. It's like I didn't have a life before I met Michael.
I said to her, in those, you know what? In those days, she just said she liked the song. I know one thing. Anything Lynn loves, I like to go get it for her. And, and this was back then. I'd go get her the record, play on my record machine, the record for
record
her.
Machine,
yeah, the record machine.
And, yes, I saw it. I heard it. I heard
you
it.
You want to mention about the convention while we're waiting for callers? Oh, wait, I think Chris, or do you want to do convention after?
We have a person holding right now.
Yeah, we'll have a person holding.
Chris, we have a person holding. Let's hear from a person.
All righty, so we're going to go to the phone line and talk to the one and only Miss Carolyn from Brunswick, Georgia. Carolyn, how you doing?
Oh.
Hi, Miss Carolyn.
Hi.
Hi, Carolyn.
Hi,
buddy.
Hi.
How are you?
I just want to call and say, I get tired of hearing that blind people can't drive cars. One day we'll be able to drive cars, self-driving cars.
There you go, Carolyn.
You go, girl.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I know some people say they wouldn't get in them, but I would.
It's good to hear your voice, Carolyn.
Yeah, you too, Sheila. Yeah, I love that
and
song.
I will call you, I promise.
Huh?
Was I boring you with my story?
Oh, no, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed hearing your story. You were very interesting.
So, Carolyn, do you know who's singing that song?
I don't know if I can win.
I think I know, I'm not sure, but I don't know.
She's on the no-win list.
All right, you're on the no-win list right now, Carolyn. I'm sorry.
You're on the list. You're on the big list.
Yeah.
I'll give you a call this week, Carolyn.
Okay. All right.
Thanks for calling in, Carolyn.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Appreciate your call.
Do you have any callers? Mm-hmm.
407-894-1680. That's the phone number to call in for trivia. 407-894-1680. That was Carolyn from Brunswick, Georgia.
Our guest knows it, that's for sure.
How do you know?
It's called chat.
Oh, they're chatting behind my back.
And I heard it. I'm not in there, but I heard it. So
is there anybody, Chris?
No, there's not. We did have a caller, but he's going to call back and talk with Mike about this story here.
Oh, okay.
You want to talk about his story?
Yeah, about
your story.
My story. Oh,
your story. He's going to call back after the trivia. After
okay,
we get
well,
somebody to win for
call
trivia.
Back though after our guest caller, our guest Zoomer, who's already in the Zoom room.
Okay,
so it'll have to be after that. Yes, because we're looking forward to talking to our guest tonight. All right. So, okay.
Maybe we should give it to our guest.
What's that?
the prize.
Well, how do you know she knows? If she knows, she should call in.
What do you mean, she?
Oh, he. Who is
he?
It? Well, then, if he knows the song, then we'll give
he
him
knows.
A...
He knows. He's already put it in the chat.
Okay, Corey.
Corey, are you on the line?
Okay, well, I do have a caller on the phone line who wants to get in.
Okay.
But no. You've already called. So who we got coming in?
Well, wait a minute. You have somebody calling in? Let's get the person first. Who was it?
Well, the person we got calling in is our good friend from Orlando, Dave.
Hello.
No, he doesn't win.
Who is it?
I don't know what they're doing.
What are you doing?
I was going to hold off and let someone else guess, but I was worried that it was going to go.
David.
Yeah,
oh,
I said
David.
That's Dave. He can't win.
You know, Corey, that's Corey win. Corey, you think you know it?
I know it. I have their.
You know you know it. He knows he knows it.
I have their greatest hits on vinyl still to this day sitting
Yay.
In my.
Yay!
I do too.
Who is it?
Steels and Cross.
All right.
Yeah. He's a winner. He just won himself a $10 gift card from Subway. Do you eat Subway? You got $10 coming to you.
Okay, cool.
Hey, here we go.
I recognize
right,
the first.
Enjoy your sandwiches. $10 gift card coming to Corey.
We're going to go to break and
we're going to break and meet Corey. We're going to come back and meet Corey. Hey, don't go away.
Hey,
we'll
thank you, Dave.
The Line of Beyond Radio Show.
Thank you, Dave.
Thanks.
Okay, thanks, Dave.
Let's go to break. We're going to break.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
¿Necesita información sobre cómo vivir con pérdida de visión? Visite el sitio web de American Printing House for the Blind, Connect Center, visionaware.org, para obtener una copia gratis de nuestra guía de inicio para personas que han perdido la visión recientemente, disponible en inglés y español. O llama a nuestra línea de información y referencia al 1-800-232-5463. Eso es 1-800-232-5463. APH Connect Center y visionaware.org para una vida independiente con pérdida de visión.
If you think that you might be borderline diabetic, listen to this. Many of us experience sugar highs and lows that disrupt our energy and mood and make it difficult to stick to a healthy diet. Upgrade's Control Glucose contains a proprietary blend of the medicinal herb Salacia and stabilized chromium. Salacia has been clinically shown to lower blood sugar levels after the first dose, and with regular use has significantly improved A1C levels and insulin action. Find out more at upgrade.com, and that's spelled UPGRAID, and get 20% off with the code RADIO20.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity, and your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond radio show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
If you want to make a bigger impact in the field of blindness and low vision, then you need to be a part of Vision Serve Alliance. Our network of leaders from around the field collaborate year-round through events, committees, task forces, and more to improve their sector of the field and advocate for their communities at the local, state, and national level. Our leaders are dedicated to the shared mission of creating a better world with and for those with visual impairments. If you want to be a part of something bigger and increase your impact, join Vision Serve Alliance. Visit our website to learn more at visionservealliance.org/join-vision-serve.
Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance to those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to KeystoneBlind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We are back. Oh yeah, we're back. We're right there. We're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. You know, folks, you can call in. There's no reason you can't, whether you are sighted, whether you are blind. We don't care what color. We don't care what nationality. We don't care too much about this. Well, on this radio show, it's all about telling it as it is. If you want to call up and tell me off, you're more than welcome. 407-894-1680. Lynn, you're up.
Okay. Now I'm going to be putting pressure to pronounce a certain word. Okie dokie. Well, I'd like to welcome for the very first time a gentleman that we wanted to learn more about, and his name is Corey McDonald, and Corey is the patient engagement director at the Carotidermia Research Foundation. So this is a rare hereditary disease that causes gradual loss of vision. So hello, Corey, welcome, and please correct my pronunciation of the eye disease.
Glad you didn't ask me.
I even have the phonetics here. Carotidermia.
You were close. It's carotidermia.
We'll
make it easy on you. We call it CHM, which right. is much
well, that's easier for me. That's good.
Yeah, much easier to spell and say.
That's good for me.
It's a long yeah. E.
Don't feel bad. I've met ophthalmologists who have never heard of choroideremia, and they had issues pronouncing it too. So,
but I did some reading about it, and I'm amazed that it seems that it comes to maybe 1 in 50,000 people, and usually men. Male,
yeah,
the male.
Yeah, although females.
Tell us about it. Tell
now,
us.
Females are affected, but much usually to a lesser degree. As it was explained to me once, women get half the disease.
So tell us about it.
But you know what's funny? You know what's funny? Everybody talks about other diseases, but nobody says about like what I have.
Like because nobody knows what you have. Michael's was caused by stress, so leave it to Michael. It has to be something different.
Well, yeah, okay.
Yeah, but let's learn about what Corey has. And so you've had this condition since you were 4 years old.
Yeah, well, I was diagnosed at four. I was born with it. It's X-linked, and so it does run in families where females are normally carriers and men get it.
Mm-hmm.
There's actually one of the forms of RP is XLRP, X-linked RP, same type of inheritance pattern. Where if a man fathers a daughter, they will be a carrier of the disease, and then a carrier has a 50-50 chance of passing the diseased X chromosome onto their child.
Oh. Sheila has RP, by the way.
Oh, really? Nice. Yes. Which type? And have you been genetically tested?
Sheila, are you there? What happened to Sheila? We lost
you bugged
her.
Out.
Okay. She must have stepped away.
I was muted.
What?
I'm a good Zoom host because I'm a trained host for ACB, and I mute when I'm not talking.
Oh, well, unmute, and he's asking you a question.
I have not been genetically tested. No, I haven't, Corey, and I want to have it done. I'm just not real sure how to do it, and my friend Dan would kill me if I said that out loud.
I can tell you there's a couple of places. Spark Therapeutics has
right.
An eye.
My retina.
Yeah, and that's tracker. The FFP, the My Retina Tracker as well.
Right, but I'm in Orlando, so I've got to do the My Retina Tracker. So.
Right. Yep. So that, you know, and both are simple because the way things are going with research, which I'll touch on, with gene therapy and things like that, you have to get genetically tested or you can't participate. That's it.
And I really do want to do it because I do have
grandchildren.
I have grandchildren, yes. Mm-hmm. And I have two sons and I have grandchildren. So, yeah. But anyway, so I'm going
to
mute.
Yeah, so there. So and actually to mention RP a little bit, our choroideremia is very similar to RP in the way the symptoms run and starts with night blindness, glare sensitivity, loss of periphery, and then leads into total blindness. On average, someone with CHM will maintain usable sight longer than people with RP. But it is so similar that about 70% of people who have choroideremia are initially diagnosed as having RP.
Hmm.
So that's how close it is. Matter of fact, the first person in my family to be diagnosed was diagnosed as having RP. And then he was sent to Boston. This is back in 1968. He was sent to Boston, and the doctor that looked at him there said, no, you don't have RP. You have this other disease called choroideremia. And they didn't know a lot about it, but they did know it was X-linked and ran in family. So that's when everybody in my very large family got called in for testing. And so although I wasn't symptomatic at 4 years old, the doctor could see the beginnings of the what they call the clumping of the pigment, which is where the normally a solid sheet of layers of a layer of cells called the RPE or retinal pigment epithelium starts breaking apart and clumping together. And so he spotted that in me when I was 4. And of course, since then, I've been, you know, genetically confirmed as having choroideremia. But you mentioned my family, just to give you an idea. My great grandfather had choroideremia. He was never diagnosed. He died in 64, but he was blind. And as I said, it's X-linked. So if you're a male and you father a daughter, they are a carrier. Well, he fathered 5 carrier daughters, including my grandmother. So if you extrapolate down a couple of generations and you understand why my cousin Bobby used to say that our family reunions were an afternoon of bump, excuse me.
Well, I can see why.
Back then, in the 40s and 50s, if you're blind, they don't know what you had. They just say you're blind. That's all.
Even in the 60s and 70s, they didn't know a whole ton about it. They could kind of identify things, but they didn't really know, not nearly as much as they do now.
Well, Corey, you know, we were talking off the air. The fact that so many of your family members have had this condition, I hope the people out in the listening audience are realizing how important it is to get the genetic test.
You know what I wonder?
Oh, yeah.
Corey, you know what I wonder? You're talking about your generations. I wonder now versus, I'd say, 1960, if you take a ratio of sighted versus blind, I bet you there's more blind people today versus back then. The question mm-hmm. is why?
Well, especially if you, but I can
know
I can,
about them now. There's probably
more
blind people.
But I'm saying that I bet you there's so much more blind people today.
Yeah, well, I mean, just as a percentage of population, I could see that. I could also see it from the perspective of back in the 30s and 40s, they weren't doing visual field testing. So a lot of people like myself who are legally blind, not fully blind, would not have been categorized as legally blind.
What would you be called?
So that would also change your number.
Back then, what do you think they were called back then, back in the 50s? What do you think they were called then?
Probably a drunk or something, because I'd be bouncing off of things.
Hmm.
So how did you get involved in co-founding the Research Foundation?
Well, before there was a thing called social media back in the 90s, there were email-based listservs. Where you could form a group like Yahoo had them and things like that. And a young man in California formed a group called Choroideremia back in 96. And I happened to find it soon after he formed it and joined it. And it was an email-based support group. And I told some of my cousins about it as well. And they joined up. And it just, it came out of, there was a conversation via email one day, and we were all kind of, you know, grousing about the fact that there was no research going on for choroideremia. There was no money going into research, mainly because it's so rare. Nobody, you know, nobody's going to look at us. And so my cousin, one of my cousins, Bobby, in a reply to this conversation said, well, we're all together now. Why don't we do something for ourselves? And another gentleman from upstate New York, another CHMer, and myself both thought that was a great idea. So we decided to form the CRF and start doing what we can to raise money and raise some awareness. And that was, we officially formed March of 2000. So we've been at it 21 years.
Wow.
And in that time, we've gone from zero. And when I say zero research, there was no animal model to do research with. So, I mean, literally nothing being done. And we've gone from that nothing to, well, Biogen just finished up phase 3 clinical trials for a gene therapy to stop the progression towards blindness.
How many people do you think have it in this country? How many people do you think have it?
They estimate about 6,600 to 7,000 people in this country. Mm-hmm. And they seem to come from three main hot spots. If you, you know, when you trace back your family trees, which was the British Isles, Scandinavia, and Eastern to Southeastern Europe. So we have blamed the Vikings for choroideremia for many years because that was the main places that they like to invade. So those darn Vikings, all their pillaging and plundering, look what they did.
Yeah.
But actually, I believe, is it Finland? I believe it's Finland that, from a demographic standpoint, has the highest concentration of CHMers in the world. It's about 1 in 35,000. So there is some validity to our comment about the Vikings.
So I have a question.
Sure.
My wife said something. At one time, you were acting as a clown. You were...
Yes.
What were you doing as a clown?
Back in the mid-80s, I have a cousin, actually, who she's been doing it since 1983. So she's been at it for a while. And she still owns she owns her own clowning company now, based here in Holyoke, Massachusetts.
No kidding.
Cool. And, and she's the one that got me into it. But, like, I had done, you know, drama club in school and did some community theater and stuff like that. And then... you know, she was doing clowning, and I kind of missed the entertaining, and I just said, you know, that might be kind of fun. And so I got into it in the mid-80s, and I did it for just over 5 years, and had a blast with it. It was a very nice part-time job. I was making $25 an hour.
Wow.
In the 1980s.
Wow.
For making a fool out of myself. I mean, how do you know? Come on, this is... Of course, my wife and I have joked for years that I have put on more makeup in my lifetime than she has.
That's funny.
Between being on the stage and clowning. I mean, I've been with my wife for 31 years, and I've seen her in makeup twice. And one time was our wedding. That was it. Yeah, so it's...
you need a lot of makeup when you're a clown.
Yeah, I did clowning, and I did animating as well. So I got to climb inside those costumes.
How about your blind person be good at that, too?
Yeah, it was well, back then my sight was bad. I had my visual field back then was higher up in the teens, close to 20 degrees. So it was a little easier then. But, you know, we also had, you know, you had to be careful with it, obviously. When you animated, you had a walker, a person that walked around with you, that made sure that you wouldn't trip over it. And that was for anybody, sighted or not, just to make sure you didn't trip over things or, you know, kids didn't yank on the monkey's tail, you know, that kind of stuff. Because when you're in animated costumes, you do have a very restricted field of vision because you're looking out through eyes, you know, little eye holes in the head, and they're screening over those eyes. So it's a, you know, and you can't wear glasses if you normally wear glasses because they'll fog up in about 30 seconds.
Well, so, that's interesting. I did not know that. So,
oh yeah, it's an oven inside those things.
Oh, I have no doubt. I know that.
Oh yeah,
I have friends that have done it at Disney here in Orlando.
I was thinking of that person.
We've said for years we could write the shortest diet book in the world.
Oh yeah.
Corey. I had a tagline: want to lose weight, animate.
Yeah, Corey, we need to go to break, but when we come back, I'd like you to talk a little bit about your love of martial arts before we say goodnight. Okay,
sure,
Chris,
can we
go to break, and then we'll come back with Corey for a few more minutes.
You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back. And I didn't hear the castanets.
¿Necesita información sobre cómo vivir con pérdida de visión? Visite el sitio web de American Printing House for the Blind, Connect Center, visionaware.org, para obtener una copia gratis de nuestra guía de inicio para personas que han perdido la visión recientemente, disponible en inglés y español. O llama a nuestra línea de información y referencia al 1-800-232-5463. Eso es 1-800-232-5463. APH Connect Center y visionaware.org para una vida independiente con pérdida de visión.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond radio show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
Are you looking for a way to connect with leaders in the blindness and low vision field? Sponsor with VisionServe Alliance to get access to over 120 CEOs, executive directors, and other decision makers. Be an exhibitor at our spring or fall conference to share your products and services, network with your target market, and gain valuable leads from around the country. Want to sponsor right now? Share your services in our newsletter, on our social media, and with live commercials before our virtual events. Find out more and get in contact with us at visionservealliance.org/sponsorship.
Thank you.
If you think that you might be borderline diabetic, listen to this. Many of us experience sugar highs and lows that disrupt our energy and mood and make it difficult to stick to a healthy diet. Upgrade's Control Glucose contains a proprietary blend of the medicinal herb Salacia and stabilized chromium. Salacia has been clinically shown to lower blood sugar levels after the first dose, and with regular use, has significantly improved A1C levels and insulin action. Find out more at upgrade.com, and that's spelled UPGRAID, and get 20% off with the code RADIO20.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. We're definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Lynn?
No, Sheila.
Sheila, you there? Everybody's there.
Who's on first?
Lynn. Okay. Who's on second?
All right. Corey said he would introduce Sheila.
I got this. Hi there, ladies and gentlemen. This is Corey McDonald from the Choroideremia Research Foundation. And with us tonight is Sheila. Hi, Sheila. How are you?
Hi, Corey. How are you?
Excellent.
So why don't you tell us a little more about your experiences, especially really quick, with ACB students.
Back when I was a teenager, I started studying Taekwondo and Hapkido and earned a third degree black belt in Taekwondo and a second in combat Hapkido. And after I was declared blind, I was still in the studio teaching, and I started using a cane, and I started developing techniques using a folding cane for self-defense. And I was invited to do a demonstration at an FFB convention, and it kind of exploded from there. And somehow NABS, the National Alliance of Blind Students, which is under the ACB, heard about me. I had already taught like at Perkins and Carroll Center for the Blind and a couple other places. And they contacted me and asked me if I'd be willing to come to an ACB convention and do some self-defense seminars. And so I said, absolutely. This is back 20 years ago. I went to the ACB convention in Birmingham, which I believe that was 2000, 2001, somewhere in there. And then I went the following year when it was in Las Vegas, and I taught there as well. And it was a great experience. The ACB convention was really cool. It was huge. I loved it.
Well, we'd love to have you come back. So next year we'll be back in person. So this year's virtual again, but
I'm still in shape, except now that my shape is round. So
it's okay. You still have the knowledge. So tell us about your other fun stories. Oh my goodness.
during my time that I was clowning and animating, I had a lot of fun. I was able, fortunately, to be in a position to interact with a few people that your listeners might know. I once got to have dinner with Buffalo Bob, the Buffalo Bob Smith, from Howdy Doody fame.
But a lot of people might not even know who Howdy Doody is.
Oh, we do.
That's what YouTube is for. Check it out.
Most of us are baby boomers. We know.
Buffalo Bob was one of the coolest people I ever met in my life. You know, if you think back to Howdy Doody, okay, that was not an act. That was Bob Smith. He really, really was like that. And as a young entertainer, he had a big impact on me, because he must have been interrupted 30 times during dinner by people wanting an autograph or wanting a picture. He did not say no to a single person, and he loved every second of it, because he understood that he was famous because of those people, not the other way around. And that was a big, big impact. And a bit of trivia for you. I know you got music trivia coming up, but if Bob hadn't gone into television, he would have followed in his father's footsteps and become an Episcopalian minister. And one of my other fun ones, our company was hired to do ESPN's company picnic one year. they had rented out Lake Compounds, which is a amusement park right across the street from ESPN Studios, as a matter of fact, in Connecticut, which, by the way, if you're ever driving to ESPN, it is hilarious because you're going down this twisting road, and then you come across a sign that says speed check by radar, and you come around a bend, and you see all the satellite dishes for ESPN. The studios are right there, and you're like, wow, they weren't kidding. Anyway, so they hired – I was walking around in a bear costume. I was doing the animation that night, and I was in a bear costume with a Chicago Bears shirt on. My name was William the Refrigerator Barry that evening. There was another person walking around as a lion. They were Bill Lion Beer, you know. I had with me a stuffed football that, you know, like a pillow type thing that you win at an amusement park. And this guy, we're down near the front gate, this guy comes through the gate and he sees me and he kind of claps his hands and opens his hands up, like, throw me the ball. And I'm like, whatever. And so as I'm throwing him the ball, my walker says, wow, that guy looks familiar. And which he'd said 100 times already, because, I mean, gosh, Bill Walsh was there, and Dr. J was there, and Arsenio Hall was there. I mean, just like a who's who of sports and entertainment was at this freaking thing, you know? So this guy catches the ball. And as I mentioned earlier, when you're animating, you can't wear glasses because they fog up. Well, I normally wear glasses. So you're looking through screening, so that messes up your sight to begin with. Oh, and I have choroideremia. So it's not like I saw a lot when I walked around in these things, you know. So he catches the ball. He takes two steps back. He zings this freaking thing, hits me dead center in the chest. That's the only reason why I caught it, because it hit me. And my walker goes, holy crap, that's Joe Theismann. And so I ran up and I shook his hand, got to shake his hand and stuff. And he was really cool. He was really nice, you know. And then another cute one that I had fun with, that was we were animating again at Lake. We had actually the contract with Lake Compounds that summer. So I was at Lake Compounds almost every summer doing animation, working that animation diet. I mean, I would lose 6 to 8 pounds every weekend working animation. It's brutal. So this one particular day we were animating we called them the Dancing Raisins, because we couldn't call them the California Raisins because of, you know, legal issues. And we had, that was myself and one of my buddies, Tammy, that we would do the raisins together quite often. And a walker would walk with us who made sure that we didn't trip on things and stuff like that. And she would carry around a boombox that we played on a loop, the Meet the Raisins cassette tape. You remember cassette tapes? And so, well, Lake Compounds was not only an amusement park, it was a concert venue. And at one end of the park, they had a concert venue. And this particular weekend, George Strait was playing at Lake Compounds. And so I'm walking around and I see this guy with a cowboy hat, which, well, I'd seen plenty of people with cowboy hats that particular day. You know, when the metal bands were playing, you saw the people with the ripped, you know, with the ripped jeans and the t-shirts and the long hair. And the, you know, you could always tell what type of band was playing that particular weekend. So I walked up to the guy and the music's playing from the boombox, and he takes my hands and we started dancing, and it was George Strait.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
And to this day, he probably thinks I was a girl because I let him lead. And I
who cares?
I have proof. My legs look really nice in black tights.
He's a comedian, Corey.
Corey, nice to be a comedian. Everybody.
Oh my goodness.
Corey, it was nice having you on the show.
I have proof. I was doing the raisins once down in Weathersfield, Connecticut, and I'm dancing with this little kid. And this guy comes up next to me and he goes, you must be a dancer. I can tell by the legs. And he gets a little closer and he goes, I'll bet you're a really cute dancer underneath there too, aren't you? And we're not allowed to talk when we animated. And I was so tempted to go, thanks. Just to see the look on his face would have been classic. But yeah, unfortunately, missed opportunity. But hey, like I said, my legs look good.
Corey, I hope you come back. This has been fun.
Anytime.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Hey, you know, let me know. I'll come back for a whole show and I'll bring my own list of music trivia.
Okay, here we go.
Nice to meet you, and don't forget to email me. You won that prize.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Corey McDonald.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much. We're going to go to trivia right now. Thank you so much, Corey. We're going to go to trivia. So, trivia time. Who is singing this song? Who is singing this song? 407-894-680. Who is singing this song?
Oh, angel, angel. Oh, 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 oh. You.
Song. 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song? 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song? Sheila. Sheila.
Yes, sir.
Tell us a little bit of ACB. What's coming up?
What's coming up? ACB National Virtual Better Together Convention starts Friday. You can go to acbmedia.org because ACB Radio is now ACB Media, and you can see the entire schedule from Friday morning at 10 o'clock until the 23rd, late that night.
Really? You sound exhausted. It didn't start yet.
It didn't start yet. You're exhausted.
I am. It's going to be an amazing convention. There is everything from, technology to health and wellness to education to advocacy to you name it, it's there. And if you haven't registered for the convention, which I hope you will, because you would be eligible for a door prize. Registration opens back up Wednesday. But if you're not registered, you would not be eligible for a door prize. But you can listen on acbmedia.org. You can listen on Lady A. You can listen on your smartphone if you have ACB Link installed. And it is going to be one heck of a presentation. Everything from Amazon to Google to Humanware to Microsoft to you name it, it's going to be there.
Spectrum Communications.
Everything.
Yes, Spectrum. Everybody. Spectrum Communications.
Everything, yes. It's absolutely, yes. Spectrum is one of our big sponsors. So, right. Yes, absolutely.
How do you register, Sheila, in simple terms?
You have to go to acb.org or, and that's Wednesday, because if you haven't already registered, it opens back up Wednesday. Okay. acb.org or you can call ACB office at 612-332-3242, I think. I'm doing that off the top of my head. Or you can call me. So email Lynn. She can get you in touch with me.
All right, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
Yep. And it's going to be an absolutely amazing convention. I will be hosting some of the sessions. Yes, I am. I'm a panelist on the 21st, which is next Wednesday from 4 to 5:15. So I will be doing a presentation for part of that panel. So I hope everybody will try to listen. It's going to be a great convention filled with everything you can possibly imagine. So
sounds like fun.
Yep.
Hey, Chris, anybody call in yet?
No, not yet. I hadn't received anybody yet. I did get a phone line to light up, and then when I picked it up, they hung up.
their hair was you, and they said, oh, my God.
Yeah, so and, they were like right there on the edge. They said, don't push me because I'm close to the edge.
You might not know the song I just played, but something else. This singer made a song that's so famous, you hear it every year. For the last probably 40 years, you hear it every time Christmas comes around. It's a very famous song. The question is, who is he? He made that song that we played, but that wasn't his big song. The big song runs every Christmas.
Well, we can certainly tell which song Sheila picks out and which ones Michael does.
let me talk about what's coming on next week. Maybe somebody will still call in. Okay, so next week, we hope you join us, and that will be July 18th. We're moving along. Candy corn will be out pretty soon in the dollar store, Sheila, right?
Hush.
No, I want that.
I don't even want to think about it.
Oh, that's right, because you like the summer, but I like the cool weather.
I know.
Yeah. But anyway, our guest co-host next week will be Dan Day, speaking of Dan, and also Kyle Johnson, president and CEO of Lighthouse Central Florida and Lighthouse Works will be joining us, and a special guest caller from Foundation Fighting Blindness. So another busy show next Sunday.
Wow. Yeah. That's a great show.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I won't be able to listen because I'll be involved in opening sessions for National.
We know you have a life outside of Blind and Beyond Radio.
But I will be listening to the recording.
All right.
Because, everybody should know that all of these shows are on the website.
And you can listen.
Yep.
Yep. They are.
Thank you hear that, folks? Good. These shows are archived on our radio show. The web, it's blind and, don't forget the A&D, blind and beyond, radioshow.org. So if you miss any part of this show, you miss any part of the show in the last, 6 years, all over 300 are archived.
Wow, that's a lot of shows.
Yeah, a lot of shows, over 300.
Gosh.
Yep.
Can you imagine if we were still doing the 300?
Okay, so let me. So nobody called in. I'm going to tell you who it is.
Nobody's going to know that.
Well, the song, you know what? His Christmas song. Let's see if you know it.
I pull that up. Now, don't even go there.
Chris.
Now, Michael, come on.
You
kidding. Chris, you pay me a liar.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle
bells song, right?
Swing and jingle bells ring.
Bobby Helms.
And
blowing
a bushel of fun.
Such a brass.
Bobby Helms, one of the big songs of all time. You Are My Special Angel, he did it. It was a big song, but not that big. Jingle Bell Rock, well, that became a monster song. That's his big song.
I would not have known who sang it, though.
Bobby Helms.
Sheila Young, have a great convention.
Oh, thank you, dear.
And we'll see you when we
come. Anyone would like to call up, write to me?
Not now.
Somebody called off the air. They wanted to talk to me about what I was talking about in the first hour about my story, but he never called back. It's a shame. Maybe he knows me.
Maybe he'll call next week. Or maybe if he's listening, let him write to you and we'll get in touch with him.
Okay? So, folks, hope you liked the show today. And if you didn't,
hey, Mike, before you go, let's go in real quick. I had two callers to call in. I got the information that you needed for Brother Terry. So Terry will be giving you a call, checking his email, but also got his digits for you so you can link up with him as well. But then, too, all the way from Clint, Indiana, he couldn't win, but he had the answer. But he also wanted to ask you how you let all them people take that money from you. Our good friend, John Stroot. John, you there?
Yeah, I'm still here, Chris.
Go ahead. Ask Mike that question real quick. We got about 45 seconds before we sign off.
Okay.
All the way from Clint, Indiana. He couldn't win, but he had...
Turn your radio down. There you go. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm still here, Chris. How about you, Michael?
John, you there?
Yeah, I'm still here, Chris.
What do you want to say? What?
I was going to ask you how you said you lost all your money. At the end there, they took the money away from you or whatever. How come you didn't have control of your own company?
How about you, Michael?
Oh, I did have control of the money. The problem is this. So you understand?
Yeah.
When you're in the clothing business, a lot of money is in receivables, receivables. And a lot of money is in what they call making goods before it's ever shipped. It was in China. So you have millions of dollars in process. So a lot of your actual cash is letters of credit. It's receivables. There's a lot of things you can't touch. Well, if you, off the air, I'd be happy to tell you, but if you'd like to know, I could talk more about it, but that's the problem.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I was telling Chris this was an excellent show. He enjoyed it, and I enjoyed this last guy on there talking about he being a clown and all that stuff, but I enjoyed that. Have him back.
Good. And I'm glad you liked the show. I'm impressed. John, I'm impressed that you said it was an excellent show because I was wondering if anybody liked when I was talking about the world that I was in.
I called in. Nobody called in for the trivia quest. I told Chris, I says, I can't win, but I know the answer. And I told him who it was. He said, well, hold on. And
thank you so much. We're going off the air. John, we're going off the air. But thank you so much for calling in. And listen, folks, don't go away. Don't go away. I thank you all. And listen, folks, don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. God bless you all. Stay well. Good night, everybody.